Hello? Hello? Knock, knock. Let me in. You doing in there? Yeah, grumble, grumble. I'm bored. Hang out with me. I miss you. Hello? Hello? Oh, come on. Kayla finally left to go meet with her boyfriend, so we've got the place to ourselves. Come on.
Oh, well, that was quick. You know that her being annoying doesn't mean you have to hide out in your room all the time, right? And you live here too. You pay just as much rent as she does. It's not fair that, you end up stuck in your room so much. It's your kitchen and living room too, for better or worse. Mostly worse. Pretty much all worse, actually. Except for, maybe a particularly charming and handsome and sexy and funny and humble other roommate who is, just as much a light in your life as you are in his, whoever that could be. I mean, it could be anybody. There's dozens of choices on this three-person lease, one of whom is you, and the second of whom is the already established pain in the ass who you will routinely lock yourself in your room to avoid any chance of interacting with. But that leaves literally anybody for that final slot, and you know how I feel about a slot. Ow. You asshole! Come on, scoot over. Well, you're clearly not getting up, so I guess that means I'm sitting down. Ooh, make that laying down. This bed is comfortable. Do you know that? You ever tried laying down on your bed? You can do that. People don't tell you that, but you can. Oh, yeah, I know I'm an idiot. It's a favorite pastime of mine. And, I think it's very important to take pride in your hobbies. So, I mean, by that metric, you must be very proud of your ability to smack me. Now, listen, I get it, Violence is some people's form of flirting, and you are seen and you are valid for that. Hey, no. I'm not the one delicately dancing the knife's edge of untenable sexual tension in this roommateship by way of thinly veiled excuses to engage in physical contact with the other, because you already took the crown on that one, sweet cheeks. Ow, fuck you, fuck, stop. Oh, fuck you, fuck, stop. No, stop it. This hitting is not the kind of physicality I am looking for when I'm in someone's bed. Well. Ow, stop it. You are mean. Nasty. I have never been nasty in my entire life. I am a beacon of chaste intentions and propriety. I don't know what you could possibly mean by that. I mean, when have I ever said. Okay, well, maybe I meant that platonically. You don't know. You can do that platonically. I mean, just a quick favor for a friend, just say just a quick and casual act of explicit Congress. You don't know. Oh my God. Hey, I don't want to kill the mood, but we do kind of need to talk about the whole living arrangement issue. Yeah. No, I don't want to either, believe me, but the lease is up in 2 months, and the office already reached out once to ask if we're going to sign it for another year, and just, you know, taking a stab in the dark here, I'm guessing you don't want to do that. Yeah, just, you know, just call it a hunch. No, I mean, I don't want to either. Like, no ill will toward her or anything, but there is no way in fucking hell I am living with Kayla, even for an hour longer than I have to at this point. I mean, the lesson has been learned. I wish her the best, but I also wish her the best, provided the best is very far away. So, in that case, what are we gonna do? Well, call me a supporting character from the 1997 seminal classic PC game Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego, because I have an idea. Shut up, that was good and you know it. Okay, look, I have an idea, and it's a good one, and you should hear me out. And then, once you hear it, and you hear how genius it is, you should react with effusive praise and agreement, and, you know, I don't know, maybe even a, a physical reaction other than violence. Well, hard to believe, I know, but it is possible. Okay, listen. Fuck this place. Fuck this lease. Let's get our own place. I mean, look, we have lived together for more than a year now. We know we get along. There's always been other people on the lease too, but then they've also always turned out to be a fucking asshole, and we end up just hiding out and trading horror stories about what a pain in the ass they are. So I say, fuck it. Let's just, you know, go with what we know is actually good. Like, picture it. Dahlia, 2021. You and me strike out on our own. The spin-off series the crowd has been clamoring for ever since that awful first draft of the pilot. You know, they don't want the ensemble cast anymore, you know? Like, they want a new comedic take on the old formula. They want to pare the cast down. They want a stripped back production, a passion project for the writer's room. We're going to be big. We're going to refresh the network. We're going to be the new twist on an old favorite. Oh, really? Well, in fairness, there are plenty of things I would rather be doing with my lips right now instead of rambling, but, you know, somebody's still never taken me up on the offer, and, it takes two to tango, so, I guess for now, I'll keep dancing on my own. But hey, at least I'm just saying, dance floor's open, if you know what I mean. But I figure, you know, neither of us wants to renew this lease. It's not a good fit. You've still got a semester left before you get your degree. I've got a year left, and I don't know about you, but money's still real fucking tight. And I'm not really in a position to be living on my own. I mean, Max is great to work for and all that, but at the end of the day, it's a mom and pop pizza place. The pay's only ever gonna get so good. And, you know, I like you a lot. You know, I like living with you. I think we fit well together in that regard. I mean, like, I'm good at taking out the trash, and you're great at keeping the bathroom clean. I mean, we got a real winning combination here. I'm telling you, I think we're onto something. And just to be clear, also, if you don't want to, it's all good. Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. I just, you know, I figured I'd offer. You've always been a really good roommate and a really good friend. So if that's something you'd want to do, I'm down, you know? I'm just, you know, just putting my cards out there on the table. Well, I mean there's plenty of room on said table, so you know we can always just start with the cards and see where we go from there, honey. No, you see this is what I mean. This is the real shit. You are always giving me grief for being nasty and all that, but then you come out and you pull out lines like that. I mean, you have your moments too. You're just more quiet about them, but you have them. So I don't want to hear about how I'm the only gross one. Because you know what? Some of the shit that has come out of your mouth before is so fucking out of pocket. It could put me to shame. You just keep it in most of the time. So meanwhile, I'm over here getting painted as this perverse villain when my only crime is consistency. I am innocent of these accusations, officer. Yes. You know, I'm just a boy standing in front of an emotionally reserved, affection withholding, beautiful but cruel roommate, asking him to give me a kiss instead of a slap for once. You're a jerk. Well, I like jerks. Hey, I know we like to joke around a lot, and I really like it, but I do also just want to say, if it's ever too much, if I ever go too far or anything, just tell me. I don't ever want to go over a line. I love bantering and saying shit, but not if it's at someone else's expense. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you like it too. What? Do I mean what? Well, I mean, I don't mean I'm like an expectation or anything. I mean, I'm playing around in that sense. I mean, I don't ever mean it to like cross a line or something. Like I don't, I don't joke around like this with everyone. No. Or anyone else, really. I mean, it is joking around. It doesn't have to be serious, but yeah, I mean it when I say that kind of stuff. Like I said, my cards are on the table, you know? The offer's always there. I like you a lot. As a friend, as a roommate. It's always a good time when I'm with you. Being around you just it makes me really happy. And you ever really do want to actually try out something more, something that's, you know, not just a joke anymore. I'm here. And I'm down. Or up. Or on the side. I mean, I'm a pretty versatile guy, all things considered. Yes. Yeah, that's that that's good. Very good. it's not often that I can't really think of anything to say, but yeah. Very good. Yep. No, very, very. I like that a lot. And yeah, I think maybe we should. Yeah, You know what this means, though, right? Oh my God, they were roommates. Come on, how am I supposed to resist that? Look, we have been dancing around this for a year now. You really think I could let that opportunity slide? Well, you know, I'm just saying, if we're giving this a shot, you got a lot more fun options of ways to shut me up now. Oh, well, by all means, then let's explore those options. Mm-hmm.